in some respects, you know, we continue, and this, the risk of being somewhat provocative, we continue to be enslaved in some ways here in the District of Columbia. And that is, we still don't enjoy the same freedoms as others in America do. And frankly, it is time for that to end. You know, there are those who, you know, look forward to Independence Day, July 4th, when we celebrate the independence that was accorded America, 1776, when America was freed from British rule. But when will the day come when the District of Columbia citizens will be freed from American tyranny and American rule? We have 618,000 people who live in the District of Columbia, ladies and gentlemen. When is the time going to come that we will be able to experience freedom in the same way as other Americans do, that we will be the personification of democracy that this nation purports to be? We raise between $5.5 and $6 billion a year to support the services of this city. And the federal money that we get, frankly, is largely no different than any other state gets. We get money for Medicaid, which every state gets. We get money to support temporary assistance to needy families, which every state gets. We get money to support community development block grants, which every state gets. The reality is that we already support ourselves substantially. And frankly, we actually have balanced budgets in the District of Columbia, not balanced by those who up on the Hill can't find a way to balance a budget at this stage. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there is no way that I would ever back away from April 16th being a holiday in the District of Columbia. One, because it was a seminal moment in the history of this nation and this city, and it is an opportunity to remind people that we continue to be disenfranchised and treated with disrespect in this city. Why is it? Why is it that the District of Columbia has to send every one of our local laws up to the Congress in order to be approved? There is not another city or state or county in America that has to do that. And I'm not going to read you all the whereases, because it's already hot enough out here as it is. But I would like to say that the proclamation itself gives me the opportunity as mayor of the District of Columbia to proclaim April 16th, 2012, which of course is tomorrow, as the 150th anniversary of D.C. Emancipation Act signing in Washington, D.C. And I call upon all the residents of this city to mark that occasion. And I call upon all the residents of America to be able to recognize the importance and significance of this and help us continue to the journey to be able to bring full freedom to our nation's capital, the District of Columbia, which hopefully one day will be the 51st state of the United States of America. Thank you all very much.